I feel very strongly that the American population size is where it is now because I still keep thinking of my father's little grocery stores when I was 10 years old, which is a long time ago, that you can put, you know, in your pocket compared to a supermarket today. And what do people gravitate to? The middle of the store. It's quick and easy.
Uh-huh.
And there's no nutrition. You know, whoever thinks that you're eating for nutrition.
Yeah, you go in the door and straight, and you're right in the middle of it.
Yes, yes. You know, people, in fact, you know, for the longest time, when I would tell people that the immunity has mushrooms in it, and that that's what fights your immune system, it was like I was thinking, how can they believe this when I'm questioning that mushrooms are going to make me better? And Oz had a thing on about shiitake mushrooms the other day, boosting your immune system. Or one of the other mushrooms that Roger uses. And I thought, wow. And Ken really didn't know what they were talking about. So, you know, and how many times have we heard food is medicine? It just doesn't register until it registers.
Right.
Nancy, did you even see that the other day? And I don't catch Oz very often, but it was on there, and this chef was there, and everything he had to do was concerning, you know, your health and not having flu or this and that and the other. And the main thing he showed in his recipe with his soup, it sounded phenomenal, but I don't have all the ingredients to fix it. But he said the stew, and the main thing in it was the mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah, and he only used the tops. Because the bottom part is good for that you can use to make the, you know, the whole thing. But then it's too chewy. Actually, I like the chewy. So you take it out. But yeah. Yeah, you can go online and get the recipe.
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see that. And the only, some of his recipes, some of the people he has on do use animals. So I, you know, I'm not really looking for those. Although there's, you can still use the recipe without putting the animal in, I think.
You can make it, you know, for yourself.
Right, right. So, yeah, he's had some good recipes lately.
Sorry. Didn't mean to run over the top of you. I was just walking around here in the kitchen thinking, one of the things that's newer now that most people don't realize and are not embracing, except us that are being kind of on the forefront in some subjects anyway, is the acid-alkaline balance.
Right.
You don't hear that emphasized on Oz. And the importance of that, but he's not emphasizing vegan either. So, you know, he talks about a lot more of the things. But when you see the difference of the acid alkaline level of the body and how that contributes, because vegan doesn't necessarily mean that by any means, because there can be a lot of sugar still in it, and it can be a lot of, you know, other things as long as they're not animal. A lot of processed food, I should say, is probably the best way of putting it. And when we realize how much that contributes to the disease, it's like we need to pull out that chart that shows acid alkaline level and really emphasize if it goes through any kind of a plant, like a processing plant, then it's processed.
Right.
And I liked what Rick Warren said when he was on Oz's show. He says, if it comes from a plant, eat it. If it goes through a plant or in a plant, made in a plant, don't eat it. And
That's good.
You know, is very descriptive of, you know, another category that we can completely cut out and bring our body to a much greater level of health. And I think that goes escaped much of the time with people that aren't, you know, really striving to do that.
Sure. Well, you talked about processed, even on the docs yesterday, they had a segment on BPA and how it is in cans now. And it's in the lining of the cans and plastic bottles. It keeps the cans from corroding, they said, but it's leaking into the foods. There's a 1,200% increase after eating and drinking foods and beverages, I forget of what though, of the BPA in your system. And they went on to say, if you're eating and drinking from cans and bottles all day, you're going to have a higher level of it in your blood. It can affect sperm quality, dopamine regulation, so you can be at risk of getting ADHD and other behaviors. It makes more estrogen or anti-estrogen effect. It can have a bearing on your fetus. So their final statement was, eat fresh as much as possible. And then they said frozen, and I think I heard, it wasn't real clear, frozen or having BPA also? I thought not. But I thought that I heard Orden say that frozen, you know, in the background may have it too, so I'm not sure. But I think frozen is better than canned.
Right. Well, you know, here's an aha that just hit me. I'm standing here looking at my jars, and what our grandparents used to deal with being so different, all the old jars had the glass lids. All the jars now, for the most part, have metal lids.
Right.
And they've got a white lining in them or, you know, something else coating it. And I remember at the hospital when they talked about choosing the water for their drinking in the hospital back there at Parkview, they were so careful about the lid because they said so many of the lids on the bottles of just the bottled water were definitely not, you know, not healthy, not a good source. They were leaching into the water just from the lid. And our lids, you know, our lids used to be all glass. I've got a whole bunch of spice bottles. Or the zinc lids were lined with glass. They were that careful. And they didn't know, I'm sure. Well, maybe somebody did. Who knows?
I guarantee you know, the current
that
is
the metal, you know, the metal would change colors and so forth. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was just common sense that this probably is not a good thing when they lined them with glass instead of letting the metal, you know, get to the food that was there.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's cheaper also.
What is cheaper?
The metal.
What we do now.
Sure.
The metal, yeah. The metal's got to be cheaper than what they went through to do what they were doing.
And, all money.
You're so right.
I know. Well, you know, unfortunately, we've come a far way in 50 years. Some of it's good. A lot of it's not. And I think that as a country, we're paying for it in many ways. And on that note, anybody have any final thoughts? We are way over time. I apologize for that. Have a happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Enjoy your hearts. And thanks, everybody,
thanks
for your participation. I appreciate everybody's participation, and come on back to hear some more.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day, all.
You too, Steve.